This holiday season, I want to give gifts to my loved ones that make them feel special and unique, just like the relationship we share. That's why I'm excited to tell you about StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. Each week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you may never have thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I picture my future descendants perusing through my partner's book and learning how their great-great-grandfather developed his profound hatred of asparagus, as well as how many times he saw Star Wars when it first came out. A truly shocking number. Reading the weekly stories helps connect you with loved ones no matter how near or far apart you are, whether through space or time. With StoryWorth, I'm giving those I love most a thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to StoryWorth.com/Nocturne and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/Nocturne to save $10 on your first purchase.
Hub and Spoke. Audio Collective.
Today is the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the longest night of the year. In Northern California, it's dark before 5 p.m., which is usually fine and can certainly be cozy. But many people have a hard time with the long stretches of darkness and find themselves prone to melancholy and sadness. Early nights can mean more time alone at home, feeling cut off from the outside world, maybe untethered from the glow of even casual connection. I think that's why we have holidays around this time that are meant to draw families and friends together. We celebrate and decorate and sprinkle lights to add warmth to this often cold, dark stretch. I know a lot of people really like the traditional gatherings and events that occur around this time, and I've often enjoyed them too. But I know I'm also not alone in experiencing mixed emotions. There can be a lot of expectation that comes with the ritual, and it can be really, really fraught. I tend to be drawn to nature as a way to soothe these conflicting feelings, to find balance and ground myself in what feels most true. It's often walks in the rain, through the woods, or on a stretch of austere beach. I also seek out the whimsical and the unexpected. It helps shake off the habitual malaise that can seem to slowly rise like the tide. So when I heard about an event called Unsilent Night, which brings people together for a brief moment in the darkness to experience the spontaneous alchemy of place and sound, I was all over it. Unsilent Night is the brainchild of musician Phil Klein. In 1992, he composed the piece, comprised of four separate original music tracks, meant to be played by audience members who gather and walk a predetermined route together in real time. Participants carry boomboxes with cassettes that play one of the four parts, or you can download the tracks and play them from a Bluetooth speaker connected to your phone. Everyone presses play at the same time, begins to walk, and becomes part of an ever-changing, moving sound sculpture. The audience becomes the performers, the resulting music different from every listener's perspective, dependent on where you are in space at any given moment. You may not ever meet the person beside you, but you're creating sonic magic in the darkness together. Unsilent Night occurs during the month of December, and to date has happened in 165 cities on five continents and counting. Kent and I went to the one in San Francisco this past weekend. Many others have happened already, but if you're in Athens, Georgia, Carson City, Nevada, and several other places, you can still participate. The one in San Francisco begins at Dolores Park in the Mission District, so of course Kent and I got burritos first, and then headed over to the park. We passed restaurants and bars, a cooking school with a group inside, and an empty laundromat with laundry spinning and front-loaded washers. There were no stars visible at first, but a delicate, iconic crescent moon hung in the sky above. The rest of this episode is in real time, in order, although condensed down from the full 45 minutes. And combined with my own observations, impressions, and random associations. So what follows is yet a new creation built upon an entirely unique and delightful experience. As we approach the corner of Dolores Park at 18th Street, we see around 30 people already gathered. There's a man holding a round paper lantern on a wooden pole. Long lavender fabric filaments dangle off of the bottom of it.
The first year I came, somebody had something like this. And I was like, oh, I've got it.
What do you call this?
It was a jellyfish lantern, was how I found it.
I'm drawn to what I now know is a jellyfish lantern, the holder of which is the leader of tonight's event.
My name's Josh.
Josh, I'm Vanessa.
Hi. Good to meet you, Vanessa.
You too.
So this is Phil Klein's On Silent Night, and it started in New York 31 years ago, and he brought it to San Francisco 21 years ago. And we've done it every year since then. And I used to come every year. And eventually one year, there was nobody to lead it. So I just led the way. And I've been doing that ever since. It's my favorite holiday-like tradition. I like that it's a special thing that happens every year that's just totally unique. I love the way the music sounds. It creates, you know, because we all hit play on the same piece of music together, it creates this, like, shimmering sound thing that's different every year and feels a little bit different every year. And it's a cool way to just be in the holiday spirit without needing to be at like a party and make small talk and stuff like that. Something like this, I think, brings just beautiful light to the nights like this, which I love.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, it's a little depressing when it starts getting dark really early. You know.
All of a sudden, 5 o'clock is dark. Wait a minute. Wait.
I'm from England, so, you know, it gets really dark there.
Yeah, this is only my second time with her. She's, tried to get me to come forever, and I finally did it last year.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What do you like about it?
It's just kind of like a unique, weird, like, thing. Like, let's walk to the streets and, like, play music and, like, create this kind of, like, weird art performance thing. I don't know. So it's kind of fun. Different.
I really like your lights on your
head. Yeah, this is the first year we did lights. Last year, other people had lights, and we were like, oh my god, like, we need to do
She's
that.
She's been playing with this for like a year.
Yeah.
She's been like buying different things off Amazon to be ready for this.
Even today, I was like kind of tired. I was like, I don't even know if I want to go, but I'm like, no way. Like, I gotta
I've been
go.
Wandering around talking to people as I want to do. I head back over to Kent and notice him talking to a man with long hair and a gauzy, translucent, glowing cape. It makes a tinkling sound every time he moves.
Not a cult, but you know. And yeah, hi.
Hi.
That's, we met because I said the sound that goes with that is perfect.
It was the belly dancing bell I had before.
So I just have to describe this. It's a cape that's sort of somewhat like opaque, but
diaphanous.
And it's got multicolored light strung through it.
Making a rainbow from the shoulder to the hem.
It is just lovely.
I'm good at describing things. So they call me Daddy Cat because I purr. I've done that since I was a kitten.
Would you please?
Oh, not at all. You got to be close to
okay,
my...
Okay, Impressive. Thank you.
And I've been doing it since I was a kid. You know, Halloween's the only day that you're not cleverly disguised as a human being. I woke up with slightly less feet than I expected. Sometimes I have to strap on a rebalancing tail. I have three. There's a snow leopard, the regular leopard, and of course...
I've often had the experience in San Francisco of striking up a conversation with a stranger and having it be not immediately clear if I'm witnessing stream of consciousness or deep wisdom. I've learned that it's best to wait it out and just stay alert for meaning. It usually bobs up to the surface in ripples of illumination.
We're spending the last year analyzing how to teach hope to the human race again. Not that they don't know how to, because it is learned. We figured out. I have a group of friends, so we got together to solve this problem, and I'm going to get a little salute towards Harvey Milk's photography shop in the Castro a few blocks away when I say you got to give them hope. So my friends and I are...
People can learn about this.
Silent night. Does everyone have the music?
Yes.
Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Anywhere online, SoundCloud, whatever. And what we'll do is we'll each pick one of the four tracks, any one of the four tracks, and we'll all hit play together. So the way that we'll do this is we'll go one, two, three, play. Cool?
Got it.
All right. So, if we are all ready, one, two, three, play.
The music begins and it's instantly ethereal. Chills run up my body in the best possible way.
Stay in the middle of the pack, which is about here.
We begin to slowly move together along the sidewalk. The man with the jellyfish lantern takes position in the front, and it's clear we're meant to follow. There are something like 70 to 100 people carrying boomboxes above their heads, also Bluetooth speakers and phones. It seems like a date night for a good percentage of those in attendance. We're joined by a few dogs, one with a glowing harness that cycles through the colors of the rainbow. We're just passing the brightly lit tennis courts, and there's a sloping field with palm and oak trees. Every shift creates a different mix of the composition. I hang back to hear it change around me. The music is transcendent and imbues the city streets around us with emotion, the sounds blending with the blur of streetlights, footsteps, cars whizzing by, and barking dogs. The music turns dissonant, and we begin to cross Dolores Street, red lights casting reflections on the white ladder lines of the crosswalk, with a church catty-corner. This collage of sounds and sights is both riveting and strangely dislocated. The buildings in this neighborhood are mostly four stories, tops, human-sized and softly lit, with garage doors and ornate metal gates and Christmas trees peering through windows, and of course, the ever-present underwater glow of televisions. I feel an unexpected cry form in the back of my throat, and it stays with me as we walk. I don't pause to examine it, but I know it's something to do with this social sensory concoction. The city transforms as the music changes. We pass a thrift shop with a display of ugly Christmas sweaters in the window, and I cannot get the smile off my face. The swaying lavender tentacles of the jellyfish lantern briefly still as we stop for a red light to change. The display says 17 seconds to cross, and the soundtrack makes this moment feel pregnant and almost dire. This is grown-ups playing, passing murals of the Mission, taquerias, spindly winter trees lit like movie stars in tense dramas. Rounding a corner of a small residential street, accented by shadows, parking signs, twinkling lights dripping from the facades of apartment buildings. My pulse is racing. Why does this make me feel so alive? These people are strangers. I am so happy. We're rounding another corner. Couples dining at outdoor tables watch us, deciding if we're interesting. There's a slight breeze. The air smells of sea. The sign says Bird Street, and I see the lights of planes in the black sky overhead. As the music changes again, I see a small stairway that reminds me of a Hitchcock movie, and a woman appears in a window, smiling with delight. An opaque bay window farther down flashes green, blue, red, green, blue, purple. A man looks down and waves. We cross at Dearborn. Daddy Cat, with his glimmering cape, steps out into the middle of the street beside us as we cross, protecting our procession, keeping us safe. Dugan's funeral service, burials and cremations since 1918. Cars. Silver tinsel strung between trees and vaguely Victorian buildings. Delirium cocktails. The monk's kettle. Power lines. The 16th Street Hotel. Gestalt Bar. Shimmery cream-colored sequin gown in a shop window. What is the world, and what is coming out of these speakers all around me? Blue VW bug with the rear end missing. Where did it go? This man with a shopping cart and a long white beard. He says it's not going to work. Maybe, maybe not, is what I'm thinking. Passing a garishly lit gas station, and the soundtrack somehow signals perpetual extraction and transformation of fossils. Indecipherable graffiti, wet pavement from watered plants, stained glass on church windows, Sacred Heart Cathedral. How does the music know?
I
art store, toy store, muni bus going by on its cable like a child's toy lit by amber streetlight. Dolores Basilica, following the glowing jellyfish up the steps to stand in shifting sound, with some on the stairs and the rest fanned out in a loose circle, experiencing making this happen together, and also as though we're performing for the four-way intersection. White stone, black sky. A few stars begin to appear. A dog in a sweater. The sound shifts, and we unravel back onto the sidewalk, apparently along a 49-mile scenic drive. Down the steps of the basilica toward finger-like branches of trees I can't name, lit by the glow of streetlights. Our shadows glide beneath, passing filmic alleyways where trucks not advised. Dark exists together. A man on the street starts yelling and going after Daddy Cat. Something has triggered him. Maybe the rainbow lights or the fact that this procession is unfamiliar, unsettling to him. Daddy Cat is shaken, but okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. My coat of light triggered him.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I never kept track with Pop Dylan's religion, so I had no idea what the hell was wrong.
Yeah.
Raised by hippies in Santa Cruz Mountains. I made my own religion. But he was a gentleman who I would like to thank later.
Yeah.
Has escorted him to the corner, because I thought we were far enough away we could all just walk this way.
Back at 17th and Dolores, there's a scattering of stars now. A woman with spiky hair films us from her apartment on the second floor. Mission High School's chain-link fence bisects the red constellation of Sutro Tower on the top of the hill in the distance. Under a curving palm, we're almost back. What would this music say if this were a movie? Are we glad to be back, or does something ominous await us? We resolve into a circle on the sidewalk. The street becomes the street again, but it's a different place than it was when we left it. Thank you. Over the years, reviewers have called Unsilent Night a magical musical parade and an ethereal sound sculpture. The San Francisco Chronicle has noted the benign sense of wonder that the experience instills in observers. And I think that describes how I feel as we wind down. This short walk was both transcendent and earthen, a short restorative burst of connection and awe. Exactly what I needed.
Thank you all for participating in Unsilent Night, our 21st anniversary in San Francisco, 31st anniversary worldwide, composed by Phil Klein. We'll see you all next year for Unsilent Night 2024. All right.
You've been listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Nocturne is produced by me and was created by myself and Kent Sparling, who also composed the theme music. Thank you to listener Darian Davis from Philadelphia for telling me about Unsilent Night, the yearly event around the world where strangers and friends converge to create unique versions of Phil Klein's musical piece of the same name. Find out more about Unsilent Night at unsilentnight.com, and Phil Klein is at philklein.com. I'll also post links at our website at nocturnepodcast.org in the show notes for this episode. Till next time, wishing you warmth and joy in this season of night. Thanks for listening.
Okay. I loved how we were like walking across the street and trying to stop.
We can sit down
and he's like walking down the street and rocking.
This is awesome.
This is like awesome.
I just like, weird.
It's
just
very.